And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Polar, Briefcase, and Brody Brigade.
The Bed from the Ministry.
This is a special day in most of the civilized world, even in the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
My love for you, so warm and true, that's why I pen these lines, to ask you if you'd like to be one of my valentines. Isn't that lovely, Mr. Lamb? My love for you is warm and true. Yeah, what does he mean, one of his valentines? Who the blooming hell does he think he is?
Doesn't he say?
Charles Prince, whoever he is. Oh, look, here's one for my Bernard, I think. Looks like his thumbprint. Lend me your life, and I'll lend you my heart.
Oh, how very touching.
Aye. And here's something else touching. P.S. Lend me 10 bob and I'll give it back to you payday.
Really?
It's from Bernard, all right. Yeah, you've got a lot of letters this morning, Mr. Lamb. I'll bet they're valentines. Do they all start, Dearest Richard?
Well, no. Most of them start, Dear Sir, unless...
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. Here's one from my landlady. Oh, isn't that nice of her?
Oh, what does it say?
If you were a Bedouin, you'd live free in a tent. But as it's not your bed you're in, I'm going to raise the rent.
Well, it rather looks as if there's nothing else for it.
Yes. Have we got any work in?
Well, the Ministry of Works is a bit overloaded. We are supposed to be helping them.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Sir Gregory gave us that job last month. Yes. I understand they're making big additions to a block of government offices somewhere or other.
I remember. And we've got to see that the work is kept up to schedule.
Yes, I wonder when they intend to start. I only hope they're not going to put up one of those great ugly monstrosities you see around London these days.
Put up what, number one?
Well, one of those great ugly monstrosities you see around London these days. The General Assistance Department... Ah, Sir Herbert, I was just talking about you. And how nice of you to phone us.
I'm calling about this job I gave you, Lennox Brown, supervising the new building schedule.
Oh, yes, yes, Sir Herbert, we're geared up for it. Just let us know where it's going to be and when they're going to start.
They started months ago.
They started months ago? Did they? I mean, yes, 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 they did, didn't they? Yes, we have so many things on the go at the moment. Yes, now let's see. Which building was it again, Sir Herbert?
Right across the road, you fool. Look out of your window and you'll see it.
Right across... I wondered what all that noise was.
We'll be moving across there when it's finished. It's going to be an ultra-modern building with 2 conference halls, 3 canteens, 5 restrooms, 200 offices with every modern facility.
By Jove, this is exciting. I hope the architects took note of my recommendation in the Staff magazine last year.
What was that, Lennox Brown?
To have hot tea piped to all rooms.
Goodbye, Lennox Brown.
No, but think of the saving in electric kettles, Sir Herbert. And then there's the... hello. Oh, he's gone. We seem to have been cut off. Did you hear that, number 2?
Yes, I was on the extension. So that's what they're building over there. I wondered what those workmen were doing. I was watching them all day yesterday. Do you know, they're bone idle, standing around watching other people half the time.
Oh, really, number 2, really? You might have told me they were building something across the road. I can't be expected to notice every little detail.
I'm sorry, number 1.
Yes, well, look, you better make sure that everything's going according to schedule. See if you can do anything to speed things up. You know, time is money, you know? Time is money. What is the time, by the way?
11:30. I mean, 11.
11:30? Good gracious, I'll be late for my lunch at the club. Please get on with it, number 2, and see that they're up to schedule, will you?
Schedule? Oh, yes, I believe I have seen a work schedule somewhere around the office. Where is it? Mildred!
Coming, Mr. Lamb. Oh, I see Mr. Lennox Brown left in a hurry. Ooh, he's a regular white tornado when he gets going, isn't he?
Mildred, I've mislaid a work schedule, and we'd better have a scout round the office.
Ooh, is it a bubba job week again?
Really, Mildred, I mean we must have a look round.
Oh.
Now, where would I be likely to put an important document?
Let's do it like that detective on telly. He uses a process of logical reduction, like it's an important document. You had it last, so there's one place where it's most likely to be.
No, I've already looked in the waste paper basket.
Oh. Well, where else is there? Underneath one of the legs on your desk. No. Wedged in that wonky window. No. Oh, here it is. Well, of all places.
Hmm? Where was it?
In the in tray.
Amazing. Well, let me have a look at it. Yes. Schedule of work for the construction of Mafeking Hall.
Yes.
Oh. So they're naming the building after him, are they? No wonder he wanted to be on hand during the construction.
How high is it going to be, Mr. Lamb?
How high? Oh, here we are. 10 stories, that's all. Nothing to it. He'll have it up in no time. Well, I suppose I'd better go across and find out how they're getting on.
Right, lads, down tools. Ferguson, let go of that shovel. Didn't you hear the hooter?
I'm sorry, I was caught on the upswing.
Well, it's a good job for you. You didn't go through with your downswing after the hooter had gone, or else you'd have been in trouble with the union.
I said I'm sorry.
Well, don't let it happen again.
Excuse me. I'm looking for the foreman.
Well, you found him. Bert Entwistle, how do you do?
How do you do? I'm Richard Lamb, and I'm from the General Assistance Department. We're responsible for keeping the work up to schedule.
Oh, is that so? Well, sit down and have a cuppa. You're just in time for the brew. Arnold makes a fine cup of tea. I'll pour you one out. Go on, sit down.
Oh, thank you. I'll use the bucket.
No. We'll find you a cup, same as the rest of us.
Thank you very much. Mr. Entwistle, according to this schedule, you're about 3 weeks behind.
That's correct, aye. Well, you see, there was the transport strike, then the bricklayer's strike, then the electricity strike, then the odd carrier's strike, the plasterer's strike, then the carpenter's strike, then the plumber's strike, you know.
I can't see that that's any real excuse, Mr. Entwistle. Sounds to me as though you've had fairly normal working conditions. Well, you'll have to do better than this.
We'll do our best, Mr. Lamb.
Now, let's see what we can do to speed things up. This route plan for lorries bringing in materials and taking out the rubbish, why do they have to go so far round?
Well, you see,
it's absolutely unnecessary. Waste far too much time.
Ah, it is a long way around, I know.
But you see, I've put my finger on a bottleneck already, haven't I? Yes, of course. Look, this is the way they should go. Is he here? Yeah, there you are.
But
now, look, you put that scheme into operation immediately, Mr. Entwistle.
I can't do that.
There is no such word as can't.
Well, think of something else.
I can't. Now, this is the obvious solution. You get on with it at once.
But what if it doesn't work?
My ideas always work, Mr. Entwistle. In any case, I take full responsibility. I'll call in again tomorrow.
Here, Umbert.
Yes, Bert.
I've got a right one here. He's from the ministry. Wants to speed up the job.
Speed it up when we're trying to slow it down? You know we reckon to spin this one out by a couple of months.
Well, with this bloke on the job, we can spin it out by a couple of years, mate. You know what he's done first?
What?
He's ordered us to take a shorter route in and out of the site. Look at it.
But if we do that, it'll... Oh, blimey.
And here is the news read by Percival Plum. There were amazing scenes in the centre of London today when traffic came to a complete standstill. The stoppage was caused when a fleet of lorries heading for a construction site in Whitehall entered Trafalgar Square against the flow of one-way traffic. It is estimated that 100,000 vehicles are now blocked in within an area bounded by Paddington, Euston, Victoria and Liverpool Street stations. The chaos was intensified when irate motorists left their cars and continued their journey by underground. Several members of the police force are reported to have gone berserk. Latest reports are that the blockage has now extended beyond Greater London and that vehicles are beginning to reverse up the M1. And now for news of tonight's programs. At 7:30, our weekly feature, The Joys of Motoring, at 8 o'clock. Then Know Your London at 8:30.
Relax, number two. There's nothing to be done about it now. Although, of course, you could commit hara-kari. Would you mind? Look, it's strange we haven't heard from Sir Herbert yet.
I hear you're responsible for this latest lunacy. What have you got to say, eh?
Well, you're looking very well, Sir Herbert.
Well? I'm far from well.
Bright red suits you.
I'm not wearing bright red, you fool.
No, he doesn't mean your suit, Sir Herbert. He means your face.
Oh, I see. What? Lamb, I have threatened to garrote you in the past, and I haven't done it because basically I'm a kindly man, I suppose. But this time... I'm here to tell you that my patience is at an end.
Oh, well, perhaps I can show you another one, Sir Herbert. I'm very good at cards, you know.
I can't. Mercy killings aren't allowed. I think I'll go and lie down.
You do that, Sir Herbert, and just leave everything to me. I'll take care of it.
Will you, Lennox Brown? Thank you. You're a good fellow. Thank you.
Oh, poor chap. He gets upset so very easily these days, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, after all, that traffic jam was caused by a mistake anyone could have made.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have said that, number two. Trouble was, you went to the wrong man. Look, it's not the foreman who matters. It's the shop steward we want. A chap called Snetherthwaite. Humbert Snetherthwaite. So you see, Mr. Snetherthwaite, that's our problem, and we look to you as an understanding, fair, experienced, and tolerant man to give us your help.
Oh, that was nicely asked, Law, wasn't it, eh?
Oh, yes, but yes, it was very nice indeed, very nice. What's he talking about?
Speeding up the job on the construction site, you moth-eaten old haybag.
Speeding it up? But you said you were going to...
Really, Mr. Snetherthwaite? What are you doing with your hand over your wife's mouth like that?
I thought I saw her teeth jumping out. Very loose, teeth are very loose.
Yes, and hers aren't the only ones, are they?
Well, Mr. Snetherthwaite, what can you do for us?
Let's see now. Well, not much we can do till they sort out the traffic. Proper Fred Carno's lot, that, wasn't it, eh? It must have been a right cabbage head who started that, I tell you.
We don't believe in dwelling on the past, Mr. Snetherthwaite.
Yeah, of course you don't. Let's see, how can you get this job done quicker? Well, you could knock off a couple of stories, of course.
No, I don't think Sir Herbert had anything like that in mind, Mr. Snetherthwaite.
Well, how about putting another couple of hundred men on the job?
Oh, dear, no, afraid not. That's far too expensive. They'll simply have to work harder.
But wait a bit. It's dead easy.
Oh? Then how do we do it?
It's not the workers you have to chase up. It's the public you have to chase away.
But how do you mean?
Well, the spectators. Yes, they're the ones what waste the time. Give the public an opportunity to watch what's going on. And the workers start acting up to them, you see. That's what we've got to stop.
What a splendid idea, Mr. Sellersway. Well, we'll go and we'll have a fence put up right round the site straight away. And goodbye, Mr. Snetherthwaite. And goodbye, Mrs. Snetherthwaite.
Goodbye, then.
Now they got troubles.
Why, Humbert?
Because the public won't stand for it, that's why. That site's one of the best sites in London. Mm. The public aren't going to stand for not being able to see what's going on.
There were further amazing scenes in Whitehall today when thousands of members of the Building Watchers Club of Central London paraded down Whitehall and formed a picket line at the Mafeking Hall construction site. They were protesting against the erection around the site of a huge fence which effectively cuts off the view of labourers brewing up, playing cards and attending union meetings. Questions are to be raised in Parliament this afternoon. Work at the site has come to a standstill. For on-the-spot comments, we cross to our roving reportress, Patricia Fortescue Brown.
Well, hello. It's a simply gorgeous day for building watching. Unfortunately, there's no building going on. And even if there were, there wouldn't be any watching because of this simply enormous fence that's been put up round the site. Oh, excuse me. Can I have your comments on the situation, please?
Yes, man. Hi, Hunna. Hello. What's in my mind? Hola, I'm a high of 9. Hi, but no, looky, looky.
I see. Thank you.
And I'm in my 9, go, 9, bye. What's in my mind? What's in my mind? Why? Why? The Great Wall of China?
Yes, well, I'm quite sure many of our listeners will agree with you, particularly if they can speak Chinese. Well, listeners, there's a gentleman who expresses his feelings clearly. Now, what do you say about it? How do you feel about it?
Very strongly indeed. This is bureaucracy at its worst.
You feel, deprived, do you?
Yes, I most certainly do. I've been watching these fellows every morning for months on my way to the office. They're brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
You think the British workman takes a lot of beating, do you?
There's nobody to touch him. Show me anyone else who can play Rule Britannia one-handed on the pneumatic drill and put the bass in with the pile driver. It's monstrous that talent like this should not be allowed to be revealed to the public.
And are you going to do anything about it?
Indeed I am.
Write a letter to the Times, perhaps?
More than that, I'm tackling this at the top.
Ah, you're going to write to the Minister of Works, then?
I don't need to. I am the Minister of Works.
Well, I don't see what we can do now, number two. I can't think of anything else.
Nor can I. It's making absolutely no progress. I'd have expected some development in 3 weeks.
Perhaps we went about it in the wrong way from the beginning.
Maybe.
It's possible that we used the wrong kind of fertilizer.
Yes, that could be. Fertilizer? Well, I didn't know you sprinkled those building workmen with fertilizer.
I am talking about my hyacinth, number two.
Oh, I thought you meant Mafeking Hall. Yeah, nothing happened there either.
Oh, well, there's no rush about that, is there? It'd be a pity to leave this old office, really, though, wouldn't it?
Number one, You don't want Mafeking Hall to be finished.
Well, you see, I've had another look at the plans, you see.
And?
It's wired for TV.
Oh, but that's nice. I'll be able to watch Little Noddy's Half Hour and Playtime and...
Closed circuit TV, number two, with a monitor in Sir Herbert's office.
You mean...
Exactly. Big Brother will be watching us.
But that means having to get to work on time.
No putting practice on the carpet.
No more making paperclip chains.
No more happy hours with the crossword.
And we'll have to sell our jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, but there's worse, number two.
Could that be?
We're supposed to have tea only twice a day.
Number one, I feel faint and the room's spinning round.
No, relax, number two. We aren't in Mafeking Hall yet. At the rate they're going, it'll be months before they've finished. We've got to help them to take even longer.
Ah, there you are.
Ah, good morning, Sir Herbert. How nice to see you so rosy-cheeked and vigorous,
all
Sir Herbert.
All right, Lennox Brown, you can cut out the flannel. Oh. I've got a job for you.
Oh, but we've got a job, Sir Herbert. Mafeking Hall.
You had a job, you mean. Yes, Lennox Brown, you made a blithering, bungling, blockheaded mess of it. From now on, I'm taking over personally.
But Sir Herbert, we're doing everything in our power to hold it. I mean, speed it up. But rest assured, Sir Herbert, that job will be finished in...
3 weeks' time, Lennox Brown. We're doubling up on the labor force, and we have a guarantee from the unions that the building will be completed in time for the scheduled opening by the Prime Minister.
3 weeks? Did you say 3 weeks, Sir Herbert?
I did, and we'll all be moving across there the day before the official opening. Anything wrong with that?
Oh, no, Big Brother. I mean, Sir Herbert. Nothing at all.
Right. Now, keep away from that site, Lennox Brown. If you put one interfering foot across the road, I will do you a considerable damage. Is that clear?
Yes, Sir Herbert.
Your job is to make arrangements to have this building demolished as soon as possible after everyone's moved. They need the site for an exhibition of British folklore. Robin Hood and Dick Turpin, Morris dancing, Tiddlywinks on the Green, that sort of thing.
They're going to... pull it down, Sir Herbert.
Well, of course they can't leave this old building standing empty, can they?
But the tradition, Sir Herbert, it's been here for hundreds of years.
Well, I know that, Lamb, but... Well, it will be a tug leaving it, I know. However, progress is progress. We have to move with the times, so find a reliable demolisher and
yes.
make,
all right.
make all the
yes,
arrangements.
All right.
Don't make them back of me.
Well, this is it, number two. RHSVM Demolishments.
Be coming in, please.
Ah, good morning.
Oh, yes, exceedingly good leave. Be sitting down, please.
But there are no chairs.
Oh, no, no. They have been going a long time ago, and I'm practicing my demolishments. Kindly be sitting on the floor, crossing the leggies, as they do in my country, which is Frankistan, by the way.
Oh.
Mr. Mukherjee is the name, yes. Rampasar Haribai Spoonilal V. Mukherjee. And if you are wondering what for is the V in my name, I'm telling you free and for nothing that it is for a very fast demolishment, Wala.
Well, that is why we're here, Mr. Mukherjee. We are from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, and we have a building which has to come down very quickly.
I am leaving now immediately, if not
no, 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 we haven't moved out yet. And in any case, we have to find out, first of all, if you're able to handle the job.
Oh, I am handling anything with my number one size swinging, banging body. Like so. Swing, bang.
Yes, yes, Mr. Mukherjee, that is really very, very impressive. Now, you'll have to work at night, of course. Whitehall is much too busy during the day.
Oh, that is being no trouble, man. I'm swinging my number one size banging body just as goodly by nighting lighting. Swing, swing, bang.
Yes, thank you very much. We won't be there when you do it because the old place has a certain attachment, shall I say. We don't want to see her brought down at all, do we, number two?
No, number one, I couldn't bear it.
No, nor could I.
Oh, gentlemen, you are tying at my heartstrings and all. Be fearing nothing. I am treating her with great respectfulness.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mukherjee.
Yes, I am putting cotton woolly all over my number one size swinging, banging body. Not making not too much thank you, no.
You're very understanding, Mr. Mukherjee.
Yes, number two, I think we've come to the right place. I'll let you know when you can start, Mr. Mukherjee.
Simply be telling me, and I am coming with alacriness, yes. Oh, but where am I coming?
What? Oh, yes, of course. Yes, it's the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
Oh, by the lefty-handy side or the righty-handy?
Well, that all depends which way you're facing, doesn't it? Anyway, just look for the sign, Mr. Mukherjee. The General Assistance Department.
This is it at last, eh, Lennox Brown?
Yes, sir, but the day you've been waiting for. Good of you to pick us up from the station, by the way, Sir Herbert.
My pleasure. After all, you've nowhere to go until the opening, have you?
No, they started knocking down the old place last night.
Yes, sad, but there it is. I must confess, though, I'm looking forward with a certain amount of pride to seeing my name up there on the new building. It does something to me. Call me a vain old fool, if you like.
Sir Herbert, you're a vain old...
Lamb! here we are. And there it is. Lennox Brown. Lamb! They've knocked down the wrong one!
What?
Mafeking Hall! In ruins!
Well, I'm dashed. Do you know, number two, I had a feeling that Mukherjee chap didn't know his lefty from his righty, Handy.
It's good not to have to leave the old place after all, isn't it, Mildred?
Oh, it's lovely. But I still don't know how it can have happened. How can anyone have made a mistake like that?
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one. By the way, Mildred wants to know how that demolishments fellow could have made a mistake.
Oh, beats me, Mildred. Just, you know, one of those things, I suppose.
Well, I did hear that they found the old General Assistance Department sign from this building lying among the rubble of the new one.
Really? Blown off by concussion, I expect.
What did Mr. Mukherjee to say about it?
Well, he's disappeared, I believe. Oh. Apparently, he took a one-way ticket to Frankistan.
Oh, poor Sir Herbert. Lying all alone in hospital. How is he, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Well, he won't be troubling us for long. Well, I mean, he's as well as can be expected. Nasty things, you know, nervous breakdowns. Still, he's got something to look forward to when he does come out.
And what's that?
Well, they're turning Mafeking Hall site into the British Folklore Exhibition, and they've asked me to suggest a name. And just think how pleased Sir Herbert will be when he sees his name up in lights.
Oh, that is nice of you, Mr. Lennox Brown. What name did you suggest?
Welcome to Mafeking's Relief.
Almost demolished as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. Found lying about the rubble were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, and Frank Graham.
Script and production by Tom Meehan with direction by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.